grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Wacky Backy, that's Hoona, another local one.
I just like Chiba Chiba.
Sweet Leaf, did he say Sweet Leaf?
Call it what you will, one thing's for sure, the controversy will remain.
Tell us more about this controversy.
Now that is your classic line that pretty much 90% of media coverage, right? Starts and ends with that.
I'm more of a fan of controversy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are you saying that there was no resolution in the media last night on Patrick Gower's documentary?
Well,
did he just get baked in the second one and forget about the whole show?
Seemed a bit like it. No, I think one of these things with it, like it was, it's also, you know, it's awesome to see these things on screen and getting across to mainstream audiences, and that's exactly what we need. One of the things, I guess, with these long form documentaries is they get kind of scripted and made quite a long way in advance.
Yeah. Right.
And so I guess it felt a little, if you've been following the debate, it felt a little out of date, almost.
I guess we're.
Or not quite current, shall we say. It was general kind of stuff, but it didn't bring us up to date. And I felt like there were a number of things that it didn't quite resolve. But in particular, one of the things with last night's one is that he goes to America and he looks around California and Colorado, and the impression you might get from watching it is that that's the only option, that is legalization, and that's what it means. And he even talked to John Lord, who's been very successful in Colorado, a Kiwi guy, and they're at his barbecue, whatever, and he says, you've either got to have full prohibition or full legalization, it's one of the two. And I just don't think that's true. I think if you said that about tobacco or alcohol, people would laugh. They go, no, that's not true. It's not one of the two extremes. You can have all sorts of nuances in there. And so it's really interesting that that's been the kind of close of the week, because the week for me started last Friday, going down to Wellington, and for the launch or the Drug Foundation's Drug Policy Symposium in Parliament. It was actually in what's called the Great Hall or the Legislative Chamber, something like that. So the old House of Lords, right, in Parliament. Really ornate in that. But actually watching on the plane on the way down, I was watching the Herbs film, which was really, you know, I hadn't had a chance to see it, and that was really cool, and seeing, you know, the history of how Herbs related to the struggle around Bastion Point and the Springbok Tour and these sorts of things, and then going down there and there were these the founders of the Black Lives Matter movement, Deborah Small and Asha Beadle, I think her name is, and they were talking about the Black Panthers, right? So the herbs, particularly Will Ilohia, involved in the Polynesian Panthers, which was a struggle against the Dawn Raids, and watching that on the plane, and then being down in Parliament, and they're talking about the Black Panthers being the armed revolutionary wing of the civil rights struggle at the time, right? And that being part of the resistance to the drug war, because it was exactly the same thing of laws being used to lock up people. And that was just really interesting to hear that kind of being said right there in Parliament. The Minister of Justice, Andrew Little, reaffirming the government's commitment to a really good model, we think, you know, what they've said in June. There doesn't seem there's any kind of backtracking. He reaffirmed that. And again, it was just kind of really groundbreaking stuff to be heard there in Parliament. Helen Clark, former Prime Minister, also gave a really good talk about how people who have been locked out from law reforms overseas, you know, we don't want to repeat that, and that we need to have a model that lets people take part in that industry, that convictions are expunged, that are wiped, so that they don't continue to be a barrier, and that we don't have other kind of severe penalties coming up as a kind of trade-off that actually makes things worse. So, that, you know, when we really look at what's happened overseas and we build a model here, that isn't like some sort of full runaway commercial model, but that has aspects of it that return the benefits to those communities that need it. So this has been the discussion that's been going on all week, with like the Helen Clark Foundation releasing their report, the Drug Foundation releasing their model, and the close of the week, and Paddy's documentary was talking about stuff that I felt we'd already moved on from. And he's saying, no, it's going to be commercial or nothing. You know, but actually that's not the case.
He's very apocalyptic in his approach, isn't he? I think he's just gone around with there and just seen a lot. And he's seen a lot of people making a lot of money, and I think he's looking at massive marketplaces as well. You know, whereas we're surely going to be a little bit cuter. surely.
That's right, yeah. And it's a you know, don't get me wrong, it's a valuable contribution to the debate, and I thoroughly commend it, and, you know, it's groundbreaking stuff to be seen on television, and I think it's like it's a starting point for the discussion, I guess, is it didn't, for, in my mind, kind of resolve things, but it might have brought people up to speed, and now we need to look at, as I say, rather than the kind of two extremes that he might have presented in there, just say, well, actually, there's something in the middle that we can develop.
Right on.
Mm.
How did the Unify for Justice go, mate?
Oh, well, that was all part of it too, right? Yeah. So that was Monday at the Town Hall. Yeah. That was awesome. There was a whole bunch of people. I mean, for a, you know, cold, blustery Monday night, right? I was a little bit, there's not going to be any people. But actually, there's a lot of people there.
Sweet.
And some fiery, impassioned speeches, and felt a bit like going to church in a way. But, you know, it was awesome. It was really inspiring and uplifting. Yeah. And it was really cool to see. And there's a really well-organized campaign called Health Not Handcuffs. Hashtag Health Not Handcuffs. And... they were kind of behind that, and that's really cool. It's a brand that everyone can kind of unify behind, and we can help coordinate the campaign so that we can actually win the referendum.
Meant. So you reckon Paddy should just do one last?
Absolutely. It was like there was a missing part three, you know. So get him in there. Get Russell Brown in there too, maybe.
Yeah.
And okay. Part three can be focused on the referendum itself, you know, and how it's actually going to work, and you know, what the pros and cons are of each model, or how, where we're going to go from here.
Public interest is quite high in this issue. I think it was the most watched thing on television of the year, which is crazy.
Mm. Yeah.
The highest number of viewers. So obviously people do give a crap about this.
That's good. So all the TV people. Yeah. The TV people are the ones I'm worried about, actually. You know what I mean?
There's a bit of that. No, I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you mean.
Well, TV is like, you know, it's just like the terrestrial situation there, where most people just sort of get home and chuck the TV on and stay in their little bubble and say, weed's evil. You know, I feel like those are the people that need to get woken up the most.
That's true. That is exactly
That's what
true.
I was getting at, Chris.
Yes.
Chris,
yes.
You've come in with a pamphlet. Can you just talk us through
is?
What
is
the
book? It's a small book. It's a soft book, isn't it?
This is Taking Control of Cannabis, a Model for Responsible Regulation from the New Zealand Drug Foundation. And Drug Foundation OrgNZ, you can have a look at that. And what they've kind of done is start with the cabinet paper that Andrew Little released in May, and which is quite easy to kind of Google and find. You can get that at the normal website as well. And they kind of tried to fill in a few gaps and explain a few things. And it's a really good contribution to the debate, and even reminding us of things like that 45,665 New Zealanders have been convicted of a cannabis offence in the last decade. In 10 years, 45,000 New Zealanders been saddled with a cannabis conviction.
John, are you in there?
Not personally, but I
probably should have been.
Don't want to talk about my checkered past on air. But Chris...
The mean streets of Otaki.
Chris Fowley. So a normal and the Drug Foundation seeing eye to eye on most things these days?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we always have. And, you know, we're all out to reduce harm and make it safer. And we recognise that prohibition doesn't work. And yeah, absolutely. So we're all behind the
red eyes,
the yes vote for 2020.
All right.
Yeah, so it's a good thing. So, and that's how we're going to do it. And that was why there was that theme of the rally on Monday, was unify. You know, we need to get everyone together and working together on this. And we might not like 100% of the detail, but, you know, anything, as Helen Clark said, anything's going to be better than what we currently have. So
yes.
Get in behind the yes vote.
Okay.
Right on. Thank
Amazing.
You, Chris.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.